A team of UVA students recently defeated 190 competitors in the International Collegiate Programming Contest. Their first place finish secures them a spot in the World Finals held in June, where they'll be traveling to Yekaterinburg, Russia to compete against the very best. To tell us more about the contest and the team is Professor Aaron Bloomfield, the team's coach. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So could you tell us a little bit about the competition and what is demanded of the students?
So the competition itself, there's obviously the World Finals that you mentioned that will be in Russia in June. And prior to the World Finals, they have regional contests throughout the world. Our region is the nearest five or so states, and our contest was November 2nd. And in that regional contest, the students are given 5 hours. They have teams of three students, and they are given we were given eight problems to solve, and they solve as many of them as fast as they can within that period.
And could you maybe give us an example of a typical problem that would be solved?
Sure. There was this one problem where airplanes were coming into an airport in a certain order, and based on how big the airplane was or how fast it was going, you couldn't put, for example, a tiny Cessna behind a Airbus A380. So the program was given a series of airplanes that are approaching an airport. What order do you put them in so that they can all land safely?
How are the solutions to the problems judged? Are they judged by a panel of experts? What are some of the requirements?
All the problems are created such that there is either one correct answer or a series of correct answers. So they're actually graded largely automatically, where when they submit it, another computer will run their problem and see if their answer is correct. Then a human verifies that the computer did the judging correctly.
And typically, how many problems are solved successfully in these five-hour periods?
In a contest, a lot of times that varies based on how hard the problems are. I've seen some contests where the best team only got four problems correct, and others where there were 10 problems were correct. Our top two teams actually got six of the eight problems correct.
Wow. So then, how do you think we'll fare in the next round of competition?
In the World Finals?
Yes.
I think they'll do well. I don't think they'll win. There's some real strong competition from a lot of other countries. China, but in particular Russia, tend to do very well in the World Finals. And that's fine. I think it's a great experience for the students. I'm not as interested in winning at the World Finals.
And the other countries, they prepare more stringently, yes?
They do. In a lot of these countries, if the team wins in the World Finals, in the regional contest in the fall, then that team does nothing else in the spring other than prepare for the contest. And that's something that students here can't really do, but I really wouldn't want them to. I want them to have lives and fun and take other classes and do other things and not devote their entire life just to preparing for the contest.
What do the students who take part have to say, if they've told you anything, what do they have to say about the experience, what they get out of it?
They've really liked it. In fact, the momentum has been somewhat snowballing over the last couple of years. We had 18 or 20 teams of people that wanted to compete this year, each team being three people. And we were only allowed 12 spots in the regionals. We actually had to have a qualifier to select which 12 teams could compete in the regional contest. They really enjoyed it. It's a nice environment to sharpen a lot of their programming skills. A lot of the questions that companies will ask in interviews are same style as these types of programming contest questions. And the fact that they have this practice of thinking on their feet has helped them a lot in their interviews.
And is the competition open only to computer science majors or to anyone in the university?
It's open to anybody in the university, but obviously you need a fair amount of computer science experience to do well in it. But we have had some non-computing majors that have participated in the contest.
And do you think that the demands of the contest are applicable in real-world scenarios after graduation?
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of it is thinking on your feet and solving challenging programming problems as presented to you. I don't fool myself. I don't think that once you get a job, it's all this style of problem solving. But I definitely think that what they do here is similar to a lot of the things that they will do once they have careers outside college.
How has UVA teams done in past years at a competition?
In the last 6 years, we've qualified for the World Finals 5 times. We missed only 1 year. And in the World Finals themselves, they do okay. Some years we've done okay. Some years we haven't done so well. But, you know, it's been a great experience for all the students who have gone.
And so last year it was in St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg, an amazing city.
Russia again.
Yes.
And are you excited about that?
About Yekaterinburg this year?
Yes.
Yeah. It was getting the visas to Russia is a bit challenging, but it was a fascinating trip. And I think Yekaterinburg will also be a pretty amazing city to visit.
Now, logistically, are the students required to pay the expenses to travel all
nope.
the way to Russia?
In fact, the department, the computer science department, pays for everything for the World Finals. The only thing that the World Finals themselves, IBM actually is the sponsor of it, and they pay for the food and the tourist attractions and the lodging there. So the hotel is paid for by them. So the department really just pays for the tickets, the plane tickets to get there.
And how long is the conference or competition?
The World Finals itself is, in the actual programming contest, is only 5 hours, but the events of the World Finals span 4 or 5 days where it's, you know, meet and greets and team building activities and practices and tourist attractions, that sort of stuff.
And is there a lot of, does a lot of networking between teams from different countries occur, or do the teams typically keep to themselves?
I think there tends to be more networking between teams within the same country. There isn't as much networking, I think, between countries as I would like there to be.
Right. So in our last few seconds, can you tell us what are you most looking forward to this year?
What am I most looking forward to? There's a number of people that I've made friends with in the World Finals, and I'm excited to see them again. And I think it's going to be an amazing experience for the students, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, visiting Russia for a second time.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Professor and Coach Aaron Bloomfield.